At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All righty, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Wednesday. News Talk 830 WCCO, Henry Lake and Josh Wheeler this evening. And we will start with the breaking news involving the Minnesota Twins. Let's just be clear here about the Minnesota Twins. It's not a fun place to be with the Twins. It's not a fun place to be. The Twins continue to struggle, which means they are 100% sellers at the trade deadline, which is tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. And the big name that everybody around Major League Baseball has been looking at, Yoán Duran, has been traded. He is no longer a member of the Minnesota Twins. The Duran era is over here in Minnesota. He has been dealt, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, as well as other reports. And what the Twins did in terms of who did they trade him for, into what organization, they have dealt Duran to the Philadelphia Phillies. The Minnesota Twins are receiving catching prospect Eduardo Tate and pitching prospect Mick Abel. Now, those two prospects in the Phillies organization, currently right now, ranked 4th and 6th, okay? That's within their organization, 4th and 6th. So you're receiving a catching prospect, and you are receiving a right-handed pitcher. So let me talk about this for a second. And I can get your reaction at 651-461-9226. Because none of what has transpired this season for the Twins has been good. But today was absolutely the dagger. I think that potentially the dagger could have been when Byron Buxton landed on the 10-day injured list. That's not going to help matters. The fact that Carlos Correa had to leave, he got sick, was under the weather, wasn't available today. Like, everything has really snowballed for you. So knowing that you went into the All-Star break playing a little bit better, and I mean just a little bit better, wasn't like they were on fire, a little bit better, Detroit comes out of the All-Star break and they are struggling, but you can't get your act together. You lose to Colorado, which was embarrassing. And then after that, you lose multiple other series since. Those ended up being the reasons why you had to move on. You weren't going anywhere with them, and you have a lot of, when you look at Duran, that's about as much leverage as you will have in that player at this specific time based on the control that, well, now the Phillies have for the next 2 years. They have him through 2027. So when you have a player and you got club control, that's going to make that player, especially a really good player, much more attractive. So moving on from him, I'm not going to shed a tear for, because there were times where he was awesome. Then there were other times where he was shaky. And no, Texter, I don't agree with you. Lost the best closer. Intro. Okay. I thought the Texter says lost the best closer intro in the league. I thought that they said lost the best closer in the league. So there's a difference there. Closer intro. Did you like that intro, Josh Wheeler? It was badass.
Okay. It was pretty good.
It's not better than the guy with the Mets, though.
Yeah. I mean, and it's never going to beat, you know, the nostalgia with Enter Sandman with Mariano Rivera. So that doesn't have all the flash, but still.
There are a lot of times when we talk about trades in sports, trades will bum you out and trades will get you excited. Neither for me. 651-461-9226. I have neither of those feelings. I am not overly excited about this because I don't know enough about the prospects. This trade is so fresh, I don't know enough about the prospects. And if any Twins fan out there is telling you they know a lot about these prospects, they're lying to you. Because there's no way for you to know about prospects that most of us have never heard of before. Secondly, when I say the emotions of being stoked or being upset, and I don't have either, it's because when I look at Duran, there were times where I'm looking and I'm like, okay, he's got the potential to be the best closer in the league, but he's not that. And why? Because he's inconsistent. Consistency is what makes you great in sports. The fact that LeBron James, in year, 23 or 24 now, can still go out there and perform at the level that he does consistently, that's greatness. Durant, you don't know sometimes what you're going to get. You know that he's going to walk a batter some nights. He's going to have you on the edge of your seat, nervous. And then, yeah, you'll get those nights where he just mows down the opposing side. But I am not overjoyed with this deal, and I'm definitely not in my feelings about it. If this is a move where you're getting some really good prospects, and we'll see how that plays out, because of all of the sports, the one sport where it's really shaky with regards to prospects, it's baseball. Basketball, you pretty much know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Hockey, I feel like you know what you're going to get in the early rounds. But when you hear 4 and 6 in terms of where they were ranked for prospects for Philadelphia, you feel good about that because you got some of their top prospects. But where do they rank in terms of overall Major League Baseball with regards to prospects? We'll see. Let's take a phone call here from – let's go to Mike and Egan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you know, it seemed like after the All-Star break, they just didn't seem motivated. It just seemed kind of – they should have done better than they did against Colorado. I mean, they're not a very good team. And you just wonder maybe, you know, if that's being Rocco, you know, not getting them ready to play or, you know, just trying to motivate them. But I've seen times where they'll have runners at second and third, nobody out, first and second, nobody out, you know, drop down a bunt, right? You know, they don't do stuff like that.
I'm going to agree with you, Mike, in that you're right. Like the level of attentiveness, the level of energy and all of that coming out of the All-Star break, it's been different. Like what do we need them to play with, Mike? We need them to play with urgency. They are not playing with urgency right now. And I'm not going to just put that on the players. I'm also going to put that on Rocco too. Like, everybody has to care. And I'm not saying that Rocco doesn't care, because Rocco does care. But whenever your players are not playing to the highest of levels, of course the coach or the manager or whoever is going to take some of the blame too.
They've seemed like they're drawing a decent crowd, though. I mean, they had some, a couple of good crowds, but,
Yep. No, you're 100% right. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mike and Egan. No, he's right about the crowds. The crowds have been better here lately. Like, yeah. I've been at the ballpark this week, and the crowds have been fine against Boston, but it's just
outside,
not enough.
Outside of the rain delay. Outside of the storm delay, everybody kind of just...
Yeah, but the rain delay game, before the rain came, the fans were there.
No, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so yeah, I just don't...
And I'll even push back, too, because once we get... The deeper we get into summer every year, no matter how bad the Twins are playing, people still come out to the games. It's the ballpark. It's Target Field. It's kids' weekend. Like they don't. I don't think the attendance is too terrible. I'd have to pull up the numbers.
Is it the ballpark though? Because the people that complain about the Twins will say they're not spending money, so we're not going.
Yeah, but they'll still go.
Do they?
I know a few season ticket holders that are devoted that still go.
I hope so. It's a beautiful place to be.
Pay a lot of money for those seats.
All right, 651-461-9226. The Lake Show Talking Twins. If you are just tuning in, the Minnesota Twins have dealt closer Joan Duran to the Philadelphia Phillies, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. What are the Twins getting back in the two prospects, one a catching prospect and one a pitcher? I will get to that next year.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I have no idea why Josh Wheeler is playing the song when I just stated in the previous segment that I am not elated at Duran being traded and I'm not sad about it. I'm not sad about it.
I'm sad about our phase of life in the Twins organization. That's what I'm sad about.
651-461-9226. Text line, you're weighing in right now. If you want to call in, you can as well. From the 763, trading established players for prospects rarely works out. Jose Barrios for one guy is a 4-inning starter is one glaring example. Face it, 2026 will be another rebuilding year. We will see how that transpires and plays out. But yes, I would agree with the texture from the standpoint that established players for prospects a lot of times doesn't work out unless it is disgruntled star like superstars that you just have to move. And other teams know that they have to pay a price. When the Juan Sotos and people like that get moved around, typically teams get good stuff back. For the most part. Yeah. I'm not saying it always works out, but for the most part.
No, in defense, Barrios for a hot minute was the only solid, consistent pitcher we had on this team.
And he was overrated when he was here.
Yes.
He was.
It was pretty much Jake Odorizzi and...
And
Barrios.
And to be fair, I didn't want to pay him all that money.
No.
People, because he was wanting, like $30 million a year? Like, I'm not paying him that. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not Johan Santana. Calm down.
I don't smoke weed. I'd rather smoke a blunt than pay him $30 million. From the 612, didn't the Twins just get another catching prospect in the trade yesterday? Why two? This is probably talk to text. First off, the Paddock trade from a couple of days ago, don't read a lot into that with regards to whatever you got in terms of the prospect. Look at it as a money dump. Mm-hmm. That Chris Paddock was not performing well. Why in the world do you think that the catching prospect that we got there is going to somehow, some way down the... Like, if this is a good catching prospect, which it sounds like he is, then I'm fine with that. I don't care if we got two or three or four, whatever. I just don't look at the Paddock deal as like some big deal.
No.
Right? I don't think that any of us do. Now, with regards to Eduardo Tate, the catching prospect from Philadelphia, let's just go ahead and pull up what they say about him. The Phillies, let me read you the, they have a scouting report on him, and I'll read you the quick bio, because he was the fourth ranked prospect in the Philadelphia Phillies organization. They say, can history repeat itself? The Phillies sure hope so in terms of their efforts in signing catchers out of Panama. They got Carlos Ruiz for $8,000 back in 1999, and he helped them win a World Series less than a decade later. In January of 2023, they spent $90,000 to sign Tate out of Panama, and the early returns have been very encouraging. The young catcher raked in the Dominican Summer League after signing, then played his way from the Florida Complex League to full-season ball before he turned 18 during his first trip to the U.S. in 2024. He's a left-handed hitting backstop. Tate has already displayed some impressive hitting traits. He finds the barrel consistently and makes a lot of hard contact. He's capable of driving the ball to all fields and can hit the ball out everywhere, showing good power for such a young age. Like many young hitters with pop, he can get a little pull happy at times, but should be able to learn to trust his natural strength and bat speed as he progresses. While Tate's overall defensive game is a work in progress, the Phillies think he's headed in the right direction after showing a lot of improvement behind the dish last year. They think he sets up well, and his receiving has gotten better to the point where they think that he could be an average defender in the future, pairing nicely with his plus arm. If that keeps trending in that direction, Tate should have no problem being a big league regular catcher in the future. All right, so just reading that assessment, he's got potential. It doesn't sound like they've got him pegged as a star, but we'll see, mm-hmm. to be determined. Now, Mick Abel, he is 23 years old, and he is a 6'5", 190-pound pitcher, right-handed pitcher at that. We will read his quick assessment. Taken in the middle of the first round of the shortened 2020 draft. So he's a first-round pick. Abel brought size, outstanding stuff, and what seemed to be a good feel for pitching for a high schooler to the Philadelphia Phillies organization. Despite struggling more with his command than anticipated, he climbed the organizational ladder and reached AAA in 2023, pitching in the Futures game that summer. His control regressed even more with the return in AAA in 2024, though the Phillies still added him to the 40-man roster during the offseason. He possesses many of the qualities that made him a top prospect, with four or five quality pitches coming from his 6'5 frame. His fastball velocity dipped a bit in 2024, but he was still touching 98 miles per hour and averaging 94 with his four-seamer, missing a decent amount of bats with it. Added a two-seamer, blah, 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 blah. Now let me get to the final thing about him. While he hasn't taken the steps toward forward that we would have liked, it should be noted that Abel is one of the youngest pitchers in the International League and will pitch most of this season at age 23.
There you go.
One more thing it says, in 2023, his curve, now thrown in the 81-84 mile-per-hour range, was the better of his two breaking balls, but last year his mid-80s slider was a more consistent option, especially in terms of landing it for strikes. He can still sell his upper 80s changeup with sink well. All right, so that's what you're getting just from the that's like inside baseball stuff.
Yes.
Like that's the scouting report. That's stuff that I typically don't read, but I read it because in reality we don't know what we're getting.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
And that's going to be the case going forward for I think, which will probably be more trades tomorrow.
Yeah, and so well, it depends. Like if there's anybody on the roster that you anticipate would be moved, who would it be?
Well, I'm going to get your thoughts on this because the money doesn't add up to me. But Carlos Correa.
Well,
there's a lot of smoke with the Houston thing right now.
There's smoke, but a good player at a reasonable price tag mm-hmm. is Willie Castro.
Yeah,
I can see Willie Castro being somebody that people would like to go said and take
that,
a stab.
I said that a month ago, and everybody was telling me that there wasn't enough there as a trading piece for Willie to be moved. But
well, I mean, a lot changes in a month.
I know.
Yeah,
his consistency has stayed on point. That's what's helped. But the Correa thing, you still have $200 million that you have to pay out to him. So
he's got to want to move. He's got a no trade.
Is he going to pay that $200 million out of pocket? Because the Twins probably won't.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
He's still owed a couple hundred million dollars by the Twins, and we're already $400 million in debt as a team. I don't see how we're just going to eat that big of a bank.
No. The Twins are not eating anything.
Okay.
This is the Minnesota Twins. The Twins are not going to move Carlos Correa and eat a contract. Like, what sense would that make? Why would you even move him then?
Well, and that's kind of the pushback that I've been seeing around, you know, some of the talking heads of baseball today is, yeah, Correa couldn't waive his no trade clause, but he's still owed a lot of money from us. Why would we pay him to play against us?
Yeah, we're not doing that. Okay. That makes no sense at all. All right, 651-461-9226. One more quick text to get to. For the 218, Henry, what are the Twins trying to accomplish? We all know what the definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The problem is no parity in Major League Baseball. What they're doing is they see that the writing is on the wall and that the season, in essence, is over. And they're moving on and trying to acquire pieces for the future. Now, whether those pieces will work out, we'll see. But the bottom line is I'm a little bit surprised at the Duran trade, a little bit, in that they had – multiple years of control with him moving forward.
Yeah.
But if these prospects are good, then you don't worry about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity.
Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.